Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 42 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Logan Pemberton.
They would have packed about 2,600 people who are still in prison. It would give them an opportunity to petition to a judge for resentencing.
Kentuckians in prison for nonviolent crimes could receive lighter sentences.
A Lexington man has been indicted on murder charges for a deadly September wreck.
Two people have died in a crash in Pike County.
MSU's Board of Regents approved a new bachelor's program.
In sports, Rowan boys and girls head to the EKC final tonight.
And taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tonight, a 40% chance of rain and snow showers, cloudy skies with a low around 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 36. And tomorrow night, mostly clear skies with a low around 22 degrees.
Kentucky's prison population rose above 25,000 for the first time this year, which has some lobbying for sentencing reform in the state. The First Step Act is a new bill that has some support from both political parties, but would have to pass during the U.S. Senate's lame duck session. Kara Ghosh is the director of strategic initiatives with the Sentencing Project, an advocacy group pushing for prison reform. She explains the benefits the state could see from the proposed bill.
States across the country have passed mandatory minimum sentencing reform and seen impressive results of not only reducing their prison population, but also seeing a reduction in crime because it allows governments and communities to reinvest their dollars in other ways that help to protect and secure communities.
If the bill passes, Kentuckians in prison for nonviolent crimes could get lighter sentencing.
A Lexington man has been indicted on murder charges for a deadly September wreck. WKYT reports 33-year-old Dean Carson, who was previously charged with DUI and possession of a controlled substance, is now charged with murder. 57-year-old John Rusnick died in the crash, while Carson suffered minor injuries. Carson is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow morning.
Two people have died after a deadly crash in eastern Kentucky. According to WKYT, 54-year-old Ronald Dunn of Premium and 27-year-old Joseph Valentino of Pikeville died after a crash on U.S. 23 yesterday afternoon. Dunn was pronounced dead at the scene. Valentino died after being airlifted to the Pikeville Medical Center. Kentucky State Police troopers continue to investigate.
A former employee in the Woodford and Fayette County Public School Districts is heading to prison after being convicted of third-degree rape and third-degree sodomy of a student younger than 16. The Herald Leader reports 28-year-old Lindsay Banta Jarvis was sentenced to 18 months in prison. Jarvis will receive credit for 84 days of home incarceration. She is also scheduled to be sentenced in Fayette County Friday on a third-degree rape charge. The sentence will run concurrently with the Woodford County sentence. An indictment says Jarvis sodomized the victim in May 2016 and had sexual intercourse with the victim in June 2016. She would leave Woodford County before being employed at Fayette County in August 2016. The arrest report said the victim told police he had sexual intercourse with Jarvis, and the report goes on to say the victim's cell phone had correspondence that suggested the victim and suspect were in a romantic relationship.
A federal judge has ordered Kentucky's governor to turn over screenshots of social media accounts he has blocked. Two Kentucky residents, with the help of the American Civil Liberties Union, have sued Bevin, arguing he violated their First Amendment rights by blocking them on social media. The Herald Leader reports federal magistrate Edward B. Adkins granted the ACLU's request for Bevin to turn over the screenshots of blocked users' comments on Monday. He also ordered Bevin to disclose text and email messages about his social media policy and a list of keywords he uses to hide comments on Facebook. He denied the ACLU's request to have Bevin testify. Earlier this year, U.S. District Judge Gregory F. Van Tattenhove denied the ACLU's request for a preliminary injunction, ruling they were not likely to win the case.
The Moorhead State University Board of Regents approved the new bachelor program during its regular quarterly meeting on Thursday. The Bachelor of Science in Space Science Engineering has been in the works for some time. MSU President Dr. J. Morgan says he has been engaged in discussions with Council on Post-Secondary Education to modify the current space science program.
And the goal here is to try to morph it into a full engineering program. Presently, the university does not have a full engineering program as such, and we're trying to enter that space because space science is our program of distinction. So with that. There's been some slight changes in the curriculum.
Morgan says the university hopes to bring a little more emphasis to an already strong space science program.
Three Kentucky cities are seeing their ideas to improve livability come to fruition. Danville, Louisville, and Lexington were awarded more than $25,000 in combined grant funding. The city of Danville created the first community mural in the downtown area. Lexington developed a manual to encourage the construction of accessory dwelling units, and Louisville improved safety and access to green and artistic places along the 9th Street corridor. Rita Morrow, a volunteer with AARP Kentucky, says the grants are very beneficial in jumpstarting ideas and projects.
We actually went out into the various communities to talk about what people wanted to see: housing, mobility and access, social participation, respect and inclusion, community supports and health services. So those are the four domains that we are focusing on.
Officials say this year, 129 projects nationwide were awarded $1.3 million from the American Association of Retired Persons Community Challenge Grant Program.
Some Fort Campbell soldiers will celebrate Christmas at home this year. KNN's Haley Hansen has more.
About 200 Fort Campbell soldiers assigned to the 101st Airborne Division will return home from a nine-month deployment to Afghanistan just in time to celebrate Christmas with their families. The soldiers were assigned to the Headquarters Battalion and helped train and advise the Afghan National Defense Secretary Forces, setting the conditions for a peaceful settlement to the Afghanistan conflict. The first welcome home ceremony will take place on Thursday. The second is tentatively set for next weekend. I'm Haley Hansen.
December 7th is the 77th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. In response to this, the American Legion and the Rowan County Veterans Foundation request a moment of remembrance for the town. This date is annually marked to remember the beginning of America's entrance into the war and the loss of nearly 1,200 sailors and Marines, and approximately another 1,200 American servicemen. Bill Bolin, one of the curators of the Rowan County Veterans Museum, talks about what the event inspired.
All over America, what would later become known as the Greatest Generation would quickly answer the call to duty, both here and abroad. One of those was our late 41st President, George Herbert Walker Bush, whom enlisted in the Navy at 18 years old.
The moment of remembrance will take place at 12:48 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. The time is 4:39. I'm Jacob Lindberg, here with Logan Pemberton, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. WMKY's Leanne Akers has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with six lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
The EKC Championship tips off tonight in Morgan County. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. The Rowan County boys basketball team wraps up the EKC tournament play tonight with a matchup against the Comets of West Carter. The Vikings are undefeated on the young season with wins over Bath and Lewis County in the EKC tourney over the weekend. Head coach Sean Thacker says he looks forward to the atmosphere tonight.
I expect a good environment, you know, it being a boy-girl doubleheader. So, you know, both schools are going to have both crowds, boys and girls. So, you know, the boys' crowd will get there early for the girls' game. The girls' crowd will stay late to watch the boys' game, that kind of deal. So it should make for a fun environment for our kids to be in December.
After tonight's game, Rowan County will take on Estill County in the Peggy Moore Memorial Classic. Tip-off tonight in the EKC final between the Vikings and the Comets is set for 7:30 p.m. Staying with the EKC tournament play, the Rowan County Lady Vikings also take on West Carter tonight as part of the Rowan versus West doubleheader. Rowan comes into the game at 3-0 and looking to stay undefeated. Coach Matt Stokes says his team has a tall order ahead of it if they hope to keep up their unbeaten streak.
West Carter is good. They are very good. These girls have played together for quite some time. and even their young freshman point guard. You know, she scored her 1,000th point, and she's a freshman in high school, but she's been playing varsity basketball since 7th grade.
Rowan gets a few days off after tonight and won't hit the court again until December 11th when they travel to Menifee County. Tip-off for the Lady Vikings and the Lady Comets tonight is set for 6 p.m. The Tennessee Titans host the Jacksonville Jaguars on Thursday Night Football. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
Tonight's game could have major implications on the AFC playoff picture. The Titans clawed their way back to 6-6 with a fourth quarter rally over the Jets last Sunday to remain within one game of a wild card spot. Meanwhile, the Jaguars were able to secure their first victory since September by shutting out the Colts and snapping Andrew Luck's streak of 8 straight games with at least 3 passing touchdowns. According to CBS Sports, Tennessee is a 5-point home favorite, up from an open of 3.5. The over-under is at 37.5 in the latest Titans vs. Jaguars odds, the lowest total of the Week 14 NFL schedule. Kickoff from Nissan Stadium in Nashville is at 8:20 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
Following a successful fall schedule that saw 3 top finishes, Morehead State Men's Golf announces a pair of newcomers for the 2019-2020 season. The newest Eagles are Blake Evans of West Liberty and Jonathan Kosher of Mount Sterling. Both newcomers made a habit of representing the Kentucky High School Athletic Association's 12th region at the state golf tournament, having both competed in the event each of the last 4 years. Evans qualified for the state tournament as an individual in each of his 4 seasons, while Kosher qualified along with his Montgomery County High School teammates as region champions each of the past 4 seasons. And finally, in sports, USA Gymnastics is turning to bankruptcy in an effort to ensure its survival. The embattled organization filed a Chapter 11 bankruptcy petition on Wednesday as it attempts to reach settlements in the dozens of sex abuse lawsuits it faces and to forestall its potential demise at the hands of the U.S. Olympic Committee. USA Gymnastics filed the petition in Indianapolis, where it's based. It faces 100 lawsuits representing 350 athletes in various courts across the country who blame the group for failing to supervise Larry Nassar, a team doctor accused of molesting them. And that's it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball hosts IUPUI on December 21st, and women's basketball welcomes Lipscomb on December 29th. OVC action begins on January 17th, featuring a doubleheader with Southeast Missouri. Single game and season tickets are now on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
That'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Nacogdoches Miller, Naya Andwaza, and Chanice Davis. KNN's Haley Hansen. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Logan Pemberton and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.